After near dictating a 6-minute walk test on Leon Smith, this goes to Dr. Alex Newsom on 81022. Mr. Smith performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 98%, period. After walking 107 meters in 1 minute and 57 seconds, his saturation was 96%, and he stopped the test due to painful knees, period. No paragraph impression, poor exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Arthur Neallon, N-E-A-L-O-N. This goes to Dr. Kellerman on 81022. Mr. Neallon performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 95%, period. After walking 292 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 95%, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Martha Hartley. This goes to Dr. Alex Newsom. On 81022, Mrs. Hartley performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVC 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study data, 322-22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 81022, Mr. Terrell performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 92%, period. Patient achieved 192 meters. In 6 minutes, period, he did pause at 2 minutes and 57 seconds due to weakness in his legs, period. At the end of the 6-minute walk, his saturation was 90%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Noah Goldman. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 81022, Mr. Goldman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-7-21, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Stephen Kunkel. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 81022, Mr. Kunkel performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 95%, period. After walking 337 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Bonnie Terrell. On 81022, Mrs. Terrell performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 100%, period. After walking 283 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 87%, period. She did stop at 2 minutes and 44 seconds, at which time her saturation dropped to 85%, period. She was given 2 liters of nasal oxygen, and she was able to ambulate further, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Clark. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 81022, Mr. Clark performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/22/22, there's been some deterioration in airflow. Period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing progression. Thank you.